They say there's no good news. No good
there's news. No good news.
Richmond, Virginia is being sued again for the way city police treated people during the 2020 protests that followed the killing of George Floyd. After George Floyd's murder, people in Richmond protested for a straight month. Now, to be fair, there were groups of people out there in beast mode. They were smashing windows, spray painting buildings, looting, setting things on fire. By the third night of protests, the city was already subject to curfew. But Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney, even he said those people were, quote, hijacking the cause. Because at the same time that people were using tragedy as an excuse to be destructive, there were peaceful, really hospitable protests elsewhere in the city. There were people who were just marching through the streets and chanting. People were gathering around the city's Confederate monuments, singing and playing music. They were distributing free food and free drinks. And when it came to the peaceful protesters, it was the police, in some cases, that went into beast mode. In one instance with peaceful protesters, on June 1st of 2020, Richmond City Police tear gassed a group of protesters who were gathered near the Robert E. Lee statue. There were thousands of people out there, including families with children, and the police tear gassed those people before the 8 p.m. curfew even hit. Later that night, the police department tweeted an apology and called the gassing a, quote, unwarranted action. It was so bad, so egregious, so blatantly foolish and unnecessary that even Mayor LeVar Stoney invited people to come out so that he personally could apologize for the actions of the police officers. At least one case involving six of the people who were impacted that night was settled in February of this year. Now, in the latest federal case that was filed at the end of May, activists and independent journalists are alleging that Richmond police violated their First, Fourth, and 14th Amendment rights. And they're suing for, quote, physical, emotional, and financial injuries that they sustained as a result of unlawful conduct and bogus arrests, end quote. In addition to the city of Richmond, about 80 named and unnamed people who were or who are part of the Richmond Police Department are included in the lawsuit. And some of the police who were named include Richmond Police Chief Gerald Smith, former Interim Chief William Blackwell, and former Police Chief William Smith, who Mayor Stoney ousted like a few weeks after the protest started. In this latest lawsuit, both student and citizen journalists claimed they were tear gassed, pepper sprayed, threatened, physically assaulted, and detained without cause, even though they identified themselves as press. According to the lawsuit, a journalist named Christopher Goad was arrested by police twice in 2020 for allegedly trespassing and obstructing the free passage of others. The lawsuit says both arrests came without warning, and it alleges that the officers intentionally targeted Goad. A judge dismissed the charges that were filed against him. Journalist Jimmy Lee Jarvis claims that he was targeted on multiple incidents. Now, although he was never arrested, according to the lawsuit, police routinely tried to prevent him from recording. They openly mocked and harassed him. And in some instances, they even called him out by name. And I guess that suggests or bolsters his case that he was targeted. Adam Ringel, a VCU student journalist, was allegedly pepper sprayed after he repeatedly shouted that he was press. The lawsuit notes that members of the media were, quote, expressly exempt from unlawful gathering declarations, such as the curfew. And in instances such as these protests, the Virginia State Code already exempts news reporters who are gathering news as long as they're not interfering with the police or stopping the police, firefighters, or any other emergency personnel from doing their work. So the lawsuit alleges that Richmond Police Department's efforts to retaliate against the plaintiffs in some cases extended, quote, far beyond the protests in the summer of 2020, which, as I said, these were occurring around the June timeframe. But in one example in the lawsuit, it involves Vanna Goodenow, who claims that on October 27th, 2020, police unlawfully arrested her while she was recording officers who pulled someone over in the north side of Richmond. The police charged her with obstruction of justice because she wouldn't, quote, go all the way down the block out of filming sight. She also was found not guilty in March 2021 when her case went to trial. In fact, the lawsuit notes that all of the plaintiffs who were arrested and charged had all of their charges dismissed or they were found not guilty, including one individual who even received an apology from the presiding judge at the conclusion of his trial. Now, earlier, I said the city was being sued again. I wasn't only talking about that because of the settlement I mentioned for those who were at the Robert E. Lee statue. Richmond probably wishes there were only two cases. But to the contrary, as of June 1st of this year, 2022, the Richmond City Attorney's Office told Axios that it has already entered into 35 settlement agreements connected to the 2020 protests. And they've already paid out $675,000. That's what they paid out. Now, think of the city's legal fees. And then here they are with another lawsuit that has multiple other people claiming harm was done to them by the city or its agents. It's really unfortunate when journalists, or anyone else for that matter, is a victim of the forces that their tax money pays for. But the one bright spot in situations like this is the transfer of wealth. A lot of those who have chosen to enter this realm of freelance media, it's not like they're rolling in the dough. So when governments get above themselves and they make stupid decisions, as they did allegedly in Richmond during these 2020 protests, it can offer a financial boost to those of us working in freelance media. I've reported on that and talked about it before. If you haven't already, you should actually check out the No Good podcast episode called Small Media versus Government, The Little Guys Win. There were also some interesting cases in that podcast about indie media getting big payouts from government fuck-ups. And you can find that on whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on. But anyway, yes, Richmond City is once again finding itself the subject of a lawsuit for apparently not being able to grasp the concept of allowing free press. And before I roll out, one last thing. If you think you were done dirty by Richmond Police Department during the 2020 protests, you need to take action soon. Because according to Axios, there is a 2-year statute of limitations on most civil claims in Virginia. So if you think that you possibly have one, you don't want to miss what's due to you. Until next time, folks. So there you have it. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to subscribe wherever you clicked into this podcast. And if you would like to show some love and support for content like this, you will find the PayPal and Cash App details wherever you clicked into this podcast. As always, any and everything is appreciated. Until next time, peace.